Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Where Science Meets Self-Care with Ida Finelli. With over 30 years in beauty and wellness and a background in medical science, Ida blends clinical knowledge with holistic care. Each week, she and her guests share insights to help you achieve healthier skin, balanced energy, and empowered self-care. Now, here's your host, Ida Finelli.
Today's episode is called Footnotes, Fungal Infections and Posture Complications. I will discuss primarily feet-related issues, those that show up unexpectedly and love to stick around. We'll discuss infections like plantar's warts, athlete's foot, and fungal toenails, what they are, how they develop, and most importantly, how to fight them effectively. But this isn't just about surface level treatments. We will also explore how overall health, posture, and weight distribution play a significant role in foot health, often in ways people don't realize. Whether you're a practitioner struggling with recurring issues or just curious about holistic foot care, you'll walk away, pun intended, with tool tips and insights beyond the basics, because when it comes to your feet, it's never just about the feet, it's about the whole body. Let's step in with a closer look. Fungal spores are like ever-ending crisscross noodles. These spores, such as those from toenail fungus, can be found virtually anywhere. They're increasingly resilient and can survive in harsh environments for a long time until they encounter ideal living conditions. Ideal living conditions for fungal growth. Fungi thrive in warm, moist, dark environments where they also have access to organic material for food like keratin in our nails, our skin, in our feet. The inside of shoes, socks, and enclosed footwear are perfect breeding grounds for fungal infections. Remove one of these conditions and it will be harder to survive. Early signs of toenail fungal infection. A toenail fungal infection often begins subtly, sometimes so quietly that it's easy to overlook. One of the first signs may appear as a small white or yellow spot on the nail surface. You can file it off. This discoloration can be mistaken for a minor demarcation or a minor stain, especially if the nail has recently been polished or exposed to moisture. But if left untreated, this subtle change can progress into a more advanced infection, causing visible nail lifting, makes space for more moisture and debris, worsening the infection. In severe cases, the nail may partially lift, allowing more water to settle underneath and eventually detach entirely from the nail bed. The nails become thickened and brittle. Discoloration, yellow, green, brown, or gray because of the thick, crusty buildup beneath the nail. Crumbly or crusty texture, possible odor or discomfort. Why early detection matters. Recognizing these early signs is crucial because fungal infections are much easier to treat in the beginning stages. Once the fungus spreads beneath the nail, it becomes harder to eliminate. Early intervention can prevent nail deformation, pain, and reinfection. Medical professionals such as doctors, chiropodists, and podiatrists can verify these infections by taking a sample of the affected nail and sending it to a lab to confirm whether it is a fungus and identify the specific type, since some forms of treatment are very hard on the liver. Trained estheticians recognize them but cannot treat them under specific health boards. This prevents transmission from one client to another. Fingernail versus toenail infections. Fungal infections in fingernails are less common, partially because fingernails grow faster than toenails due to better blood circulation. Toenails, with their slower growth and confined environment, are more vulnerable. People who frequently use artificial nails or nail polish increase their risk of trapping moisture beneath the polish or artificial nails, which can foster fungal growth. Supporting nail growth and circulation. To fight infections and support healthy nail growth, increasing circulation is key. Circulation delivers nutrients that promote healing. Several natural ingredients help stimulate blood flow. Arnica, available in oil, gels, creams, tablets, or mother tincture. Ginger, cinnamon, turmeric, sage, and cayenne pepper, essential oils. Massage and regular exercise transport all your blood nutrients throughout the body. Stagnant circulation depletes our cells of its required nutrients. Reflexology is similar to acupuncture, but focuses on the feet, hands, ears, and face. Alternating hot and cold water exposure to stimulate circulation will also help the nail grow. Moisture control and nail protection to prevent reinfection. Avoid wearing the same shoes daily. Rotate them and expose pairs to sunlight or UVC shoe inserts with light sanitizers to kill lingering spores. Wear sandals to give your shoes a break and allow your nails to breathe. Go without polish to give your toes a break. Ozone is a molecule of oxygen, O3. Ozonated oil, rich in activated oxygen, O3, is potent and should be refrigerated to maintain its strength for up to a year. Most ozonated oils effectively kill fungal nail infections, some more than others. When applying oils, choose those that nourish while creating a moisture barrier: jojoba, olive, sesame seed, squalene, and vitamin E oil, 400 microunits. Vitamin E also supports circulation. Massage oils into the nail and between the toes to protect moisture from getting to the nail. Natural remedies for fungal infections. There are many essential oils and natural treatments with antifungal properties. Thyme and eucalyptus mixed with clove oil in a carrier oil. For deeper penetration, wrap the area in plastic to avoid evaporation. Vitamin D3, the sunshine vitamin, is one reason sunlight is adequate. It also boosts the immune system and may assist in fungal defense in high doses under medical supervision. Propolis extract biocidal effects have proven effective in treating fungal infections. It is a resin collected from honeybees on the back of its legs as it flies from tree to tree. Copper socks and shoe insoles can help prevent infections thanks to copper's antiviral, antifungal, and antibacterial properties. Copper also works with iron to support red blood cell production and circulation. Final thoughts. It's important to note that if you've been on medication for over a year with no improvement, it might be time to explore alternative or supportive treatments. Persistence is key, but so is reassessment. Hydrogen peroxide for toenail fungus or aphid's foot. Mix equal parts of 3% hydrogen peroxide and water, a 1-to-1 ratio, for a gentle foot bath solution. Soak feet for 15 to 20 minutes once daily, but dry thoroughly afterwards. Fungus thrives in moisture. Apply undiluted 3% peroxide to the affected nail or skin using cotton ball or dropper. Let it bubble and sit for 5 to 10 minutes before rinsing. Do a patch test if you have sensitive skin. Discontinue use if there's redness, itching, or burning. Don't apply to broken skin or open wounds. Avoid prolonged soaking daily. 3 times 5 a week is typically enough. P.S. Excessive use or high concentrations of hydrogen peroxide can harm the drain field of a septic tank and the beneficial bacteria that break down waste. Use with caution. And now we'll take time for a commercial break. Welcome back. Household cleaning products for fungal infections. Caution and clarity. A blend of equal parts of borax and baking soda, which are both alkaline substances, may help reduce the acidity that fungi thrive in. This mixture can be applied to an infected nail 3 or 4 times a week and continued even after visible improvement to help prevent reoccurrence. Additionally, sprinkle boric acid powder into foot soaks to deter athlete's foot and toenail fungus. However, it's important to note that
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The Environmental Working Group gives borax-related products a moderate hazardous rating of 5. While these substances may be in some DIY remedies, they are not intended for prolonged contact with skin and can be irritating or even harmful over time. I do not recommend using household cleaning products like borax, baking soda, or vinegar directly on the skin for extended periods of time. They can be too harsh, especially on already compromised skin. Consult a medical professional. While borax and borax acid may offer some benefits in mild cases, they are not guaranteed cures for toenail fungus. In more persistent or severe cases, if you have underlying health issues, it is always best to consult a doctor or podiatrist for proper diagnosis and treatment. Early intervention can prevent the infection from spreading and causing further damage. I'll explain why bleach is inappropriate or unsafe for treating fungal infections. Why bleach is not the best choice for skin fungi or mold. Bleach is highly irritating to the skin. It can cause burns, dryness, peeling, or cracking, especially on inflamed or infected areas. Damaged skin creates an ideal entry port for fungi and bacteria, worsening the infection and potentially leading to secondary infections. not EPA, Environmental Protection Agency approved for skin or porous surfaces. The EPA disapproves of diluted bleach for human skin or porous materials like fabric, wood, or drywall. These surfaces can absorb bleach, increase potential toxicity, and reduce effectiveness. While bleach can kill some surface-level fungi, it is not reliably effective against fungal spores, primarily when they reside in porous materials like shoes, clothing, or nail beds. Fungi often root deeply into tissue or substrate where bleach cannot reach, leading to recurrent infections. Bleach acts superficially, making it inadequate for treating deep-seated fungal infections or mold infestations embedded within the materials. Applying bleach to such areas may provide a temporary appearance of cleanliness without eradicating the source. Natural health advocate Barbara O'Neill warns that using bleach on mold can release mycotoxins, compounds produced by fungi, under stress. Furthermore, because bleach contains water, the remaining moisture may feed mold spores once the chlorine evaporates, exacerbating the problem rather than solving it. Corrosive and toxic fumes. Bleach releases harmful chlorine fumes, especially when heated or mixed with other cleaners. It can damage surfaces and fabrics and even reduce indoor air quality, creating a hazardous environment, especially dangerous for people with respiratory issues. Also, excessive bleach use in septic tanks can disrupt the natural bacterial balance, which is crucial for waste breakdown, leading to potential clogs and backups. Athlete's foot when fungus finds a foothold. Athlete's foot is a foot infection that typically starts between the toes. It thrives in warm, moist, and occluded environments. Sweaty socks, tight shoes, or wet floors in gyms and spas. It's caused by a group of fungi called dermophytes, which feed on keratin on the surface of the skin. Like human papillomavirus, they enter through small cracks in the skin, especially when the microbiome is off balance or immunity is low. Symptoms: itching, burning, or stinging between the toes, dry scaling or peeling skin, redness or inflammation, fissures or cracks in the skin, odor, especially with sweat. In severe circumstances, blisters or secondary bacterial infections occur. Holistic athlete's foot topical natural remedies. Tea tree oil is potent and it has antifungal, anti-inflammatory properties. Equal amounts of apple cider vinegar and water, foot soaks. Powdered bentonite clay or arrowroot and antifungal herbs like myrrh, neem oil or calendula, essential oils like lavender, thyme, lemongrass, and eucalyptus in a carrier base. Lifestyle shifts. Keep feet dry and change socks daily. Use breathable footwear, cotton wool or moisture wicking socks. Go barefoot at home to let your skin breathe. Rotate shoes to allow drying time. Sanitize shower floors if living with others. Support from within. Limit sugar as fungi feed on glucose. Manage stress to prevent cortisol fueled fungal flare-ups. Adaptogens like holy basil or ashwagandha support resilience. How long does it take for sunlight to disinfect? So, for effective sun-based disinfection to kill bacteria, fungi, or viruses, sunlight is only truly active for part of the day, specifically when UV rays are most intense. Leave them in direct sunlight for 1 to 2 hours during this peak window for the best results. Best time of day for disinfecting with UVB rays from sunlight. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is generally the peak UV window. During this time, UV radiation is strong enough to damage or kill many bacteria, fungi, including nail fungus, spores, and viruses. For disinfecting items like shoes, nails, tools, or socks, fungal spores, exposure, cutting boards, mask, or natural fabrics, towels or footwear after treating toenail fungus. Bonus tip, placing damp or contaminated items in a clear plastic bag or unfiltered glass container. Outdoors can create a mini greenhouse effect, increasing heat and UV exposure to help dry and disinfect them naturally. However, do not place items behind a UV-treated indoor window for proper solar disinfection. They should be placed in direct unfiltered sunlight outdoors for effective results. Caveats: sun UV disinfection is not instant. Most pathogens need 15 to 60 minutes of direct exposure to reduce significantly. All surfaces sides should be fully exposed and rotated to give sides equal access. Sunlight won't remove dirt or organic matter. It disinfects best on clean surfaces. Sunlight begins losing disinfecting strength in the late afternoon as the UV index declines. In most places, UV light drops significantly after 4 p.m. depending on the season and latitude. By sunset, UV disinfection is virtually over. Even during twilight, the sun is not strong enough to kill microbes. Most modern windows, especially automotive, residential, or commercial glass, are treated to block UV radiation, particularly the UVB and UVC rays responsible for germicidal effects. UVB 280 to 350 nanometers and UVC 280 nanometers are the wavelengths that damage or kill bacteria, fungi, or viruses. These rays do not pass through standard glass, especially if it has double pane windows, low E, coated glass, and UV filtered or tinted glass, while UVA 315 to 400 nanometers may pass through glass, it is far less effective at disinfecting. UVC from the sun. The Earth's atmosphere completely absorbs the highly disinfecting harmful UVC rays before they reach our planet. UVC light shoe inserts are shaped to fit the shoe and have time settings to kill germs in the shoes effectively, allowing the nails to breathe and exposing them to the disinfecting sun helps with the healing process. This simple step will help get rid of primary fungal infections. Here's a demonstration of UVC LED light technology that you can use to counteract fungal or bacterial or viral infections in your shoes. UVC is the strongest form of LED light available to address this concern. And now we'll take time for a commercial break. Welcome back. Does blue light from the sun disinfect? Blue light wavelengths range between 400 to 495 nanometers and are part of the visible light spectrum. Its 405 to 470 nanometer range demonstrates antimicrobial effects in lab settings. It is slower acting and requires longer exposure times hours instead of minutes. It creates reactive oxygen species, ROS, inside microbes, which can damage their cells and DNA. Sunlight's blue light is effective against some bacteria and some fungi, though less effective against surface-level microbes with prolonged exposure. It's less effective against fungal spores from toenail infections and viruses, which aren't affected by ROS's ability to damage. Sunlight's blue light partially disinfects shoes or tools outside. Blue light helps, but UV rays do the heavy lifting. Blue light still gets through behind windows where UV is blocked, but disinfection is weak and inconsistent. Best practice: put shoes, tools, or fabrics outside on a clean surface or drying rack in direct sunlight between the solar noon window of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. for at least 1 to 2 hours in full sun, with no shade between, for effective microbial reduction, since the sun is at the highest point, with least atmosphere filtering. Blue light, 400 to 495 nanometers from the visible spectrum, is the most direct and concentrated on the Earth's surface. Why this matters? Blue light is scattered more in the atmosphere. The longer wavelengths, like red or infrared, especially during early morning and late afternoon. Blue light travels a shorter atmospheric path during peak sunlight, making it more focused and intense. How long does it take to disinfect with blue light? If peak times aren't available, significant microbial reduction with blue light alone requires 1 to 6 hours of sun exposure. Effectiveness also depends on the types of surfaces, microorganisms, and environmental concerns. Humidity, shadows, dirt. What are planter's warts? Planter's warts are tiny black dots, clotted blood vessels, often called wart seeds, that are painful when walking or standing. They can be singular or multiple warts in a mosaic pattern. They are rough bumps on the sole, usually near the base of the toes, ball, or heel. A thick callus forms over the spot if the wart has grown inward. The wart may appear lighter on brown or black skin than the surrounding area. What causes them? There are over 150 strains of human papilloma virus, HPV. A few of these types of HPV cause planter's warts. Planter's warts differ from genital warts, sexually transmitted diseases, and cancers caused by human papilloma virus. These strains infect the skin through tiny breaks or micro tears in the skin, especially on the bottoms of the feet. This virus thrives in warm, moist environments like locker rooms, pools, spas, and even professional training floors. Holistic ways to support healing. Warts are more than just a skin concern. They're a sign the immune system may need some support. From a holistic viewpoint, here's what can help. Topical natural remedies, tea tree oil or oregano oil, antiviral and antimicrobial. Use diluted with care. Apple cider vinegar soaks can help dissolve the wart and stimulate local circulation. Banana peel or garlic compresses. Remedies work because their enzymes and sulfur compounds gently break down the wart over time. Castor oil and baking soda paste, an old school remedy to soften and dry the wart. To boost the immune system, a zinc copper 10 to 1 ratio is preferred, and vitamin C is essential for skin repair and immune response. Elderberry, Echinacea, or Astragalus. Herbal immune modulators. Medicinal mushrooms like reishi or turkey tail are great for long-term immune strengthening. Addressing internal imbalances, poor circulation, often seen in colder feet or sedentary lifestyles, may slow wart healing. Stress and adrenal fatigue can suppress immune function, allowing HPV to remain active. Digestive health and gut flora are key players in overall immunity. Probiotics and fermented foods may help indirectly. The foot-body connection. The underlying message is often the same in plantar warts and athlete's foot. Your skin barrier, immunity, and stress response are asking for support. From a traditional Chinese medicine perspective, TCM, the feet reflect liver function, so a detox would be a good idea. Kidney adrenal energy, which reflects stress and immunity. Spleen pancreas, which reflect digestion and dampness. Lymphatic congestion. Supporting these systems help resolve the current issue and strengthens resistance to fungal infections. Ironically, I got my first plantar warts infection while taking a Gaywal foot care course, which was all about keeping feet healthy and beautiful. We had to practice on each other, and walking around barefoot gave HPV the perfect opportunity to sneak in through microscopic breaks in my skin. Thankfully, I could quickly eliminate the small one with tea tree oil treatments. However, the larger one took quite a bit more time and patience to heal. A reminder that the body is under stress or the immune system is sluggish. Viruses like HPV can dig in deeper and take longer to resolve. When to treat or refer? Most plantar warts resolve in their own time, especially in children under 12. But intervention can help speed things along or relieve discomfort. Consider seeing a foot care professional for cryotherapy or gentle debridement. Use over-the-counter 20% salicylic acid preparations with caution and consistency. Consult a holistic practitioner or nutritionist to discover the root cause of reoccurring or persistent warts. Final thoughts. Warts signal that your skin barrier and immune system need help. It's better to catch them early. Whether you treat them conventionally, naturally, or both, remember that patience and consistency are key. Support the body as a whole and trust your skin's ability to restore balance. How to control corns and calluses. Corns and calluses are common foot problems caused by friction and pressure over time. The skin thickens to protect itself, forms a barrier to prevent further irritation or damage. It may start as a blister, then form into a callus, and then eventually a painful corn in some cases. I actually had this experience on both my little toes when I bought a pair of shoes that were too tight. The corn disappeared after I stopped wearing the misfitted shoes. Understanding corns versus calluses. Calluses are broad, flat areas of thickened skin, typically found on weight-bearing, such as the heels, balls of the feet, or palms. They're usually not painful, but can become uncomfortable if they grow too thick. Corns, on the other hand, are smaller, more circular, and deep-seated. They usually form on non-weight-bearing areas like the top or side of shoes. Corns have a rigid central core, often shaped like an inverted cone, that can press into nerves and become painful. These conditions can also occur in other areas subjected to constant pressure, like knees, elbows, or hands, especially in people who often perform repetitive tasks or kneels at work. Calluses. Why do corns and calluses form? It is also essential to address the root cause of the problem to maintain the health of the feet, which are ill-fitting shoes which are too tight, as I told you about with myself, lack of socks or poorly padded footwear, gait, posture, abnormalities, foot deformities like bunions, hammer toes, high impact activities or prolonged standing, occupational habits, kneeling, manual labor. I had a client that had an excess callus build up on the back of his heels because he wore a heavy weight belt at work all the time. Solution and prevention. Regular foot care. Soak feet regularly in warm water to soften skin. Exfoliate gently with a foot file or pumice stone. Moisturize daily with a rich emollient cream to prevent hard skin buildup. Additionally, seeking professional pedicures from qualified estheticians or medical pedicurists can help relieve the pressure that causes pain. Safely removed thickened skin and improved texture, monitor changes in foot health, improve circulation, and improve overall foot health. To control this problem on the feet, Gaywall MedSoft. This topical cream can help to soothe and hydrate the skin, reducing the appearance of corns and calluses. The company has been in business for over 160 years. They are leaders in foot care products. Here's a photo of it. And now we'll take time for a commercial break. Welcome back. Improved foot health. By addressing the underlying cause of corns and calluses, a person can maintain the health of their feet. Pain reduction and protection. Protective products can help alleviate pressure and prevent friction. Kyroplast foam callus cushion pads. They're waterproof, self-adhesive, and ideal for toe or foot pain. It has 72 counts in the pack and it offers long-lasting use and convenience. It's excellent for those who need instant cushioning support. Better footwear choices. Choose shoes with a wide shoe with a good arch support. Avoid high heels or narrow shoes that compress toes. Use orthotic inserts or padding as needed. Final tip. Never attempt to cut corns or calluses at home. Improper removal can lead to infection, open wounds, and increased pain. Always seek professional foot care, especially if you have diabetes, circulation products, or thin, sensitive skin. Final thought, our feet carry us through life, but can also provide clues about what's happening inside our bodies. We can take a more holistic approach to our health and well-being by paying attention and seeking professional advice when needed. Posture and gait correction. Problems in walking caused by posture or foot alignment can cause uneven weight distribution, leading to pressure points. If uncorrected, corns and calluses may return even after removal. Chiropractors or osteopaths can assess and adjust posture or spine alignment, which affects a person's gait and balance. Improved posture and gait. Addressing posture issues can reduce the tendency to develop corns and calluses. Podorthists specialize in custom foot solutions. They create orthotics, modify shoes, and design custom footwear to reduce friction and pressure. If done correctly, these interventions can control or eliminate recurring corns and calluses long-term and other issues. Address the root cause. Removing corns and calluses is not enough. They'll return if the underlying issue remains, whether it's the way you walk, the shoes you wear, or biomechanical imbalances. Identifying the source is the key to long-term control. Overgrown toe skin is the new term for ingrown toenail. Overgrown toe skin refers to the excessive soft tissue buildup alongside the nail plate, typically the big toe. This tissue can become bulky, inflamed, and painful, especially when compressed by footwear or body weight. The problem often worsens during activities that put pressure on the toes. The term ingrown toenail has traditionally been used to describe a painful condition where the size of the toes appears to grow into the surrounding skin. But what if we looked at the problem from the wrong angle? A more accurate and increasingly accepted term is overgrown toe skin. Instead of the nail piercing healthy skin, what happens is the skin grows or bulges around the nail. The nail appears to curl, but this often reacts to pressure from the encroaching skin. The excess skin becomes inflamed, damaged, or infected, leading to redness, swelling, and sharp pain. Classic symptoms that mimic an ingrown toenail or overgrown toe skin. Common causes: excessive weight or obesity increases downward pressure on the toes. Tight footwear compresses the sides of the nail. Genetic predisposition to soften tissue overgrowth. Flat feet or poor foot biomechanics. Nail trauma or improper trimmings. Though these are often contributing factors, not the root cause. Toenails grown slowly, a complete regrowth cycle can take up to 18 months. The growth rate varies depending on personal circulation, health, age, and nutrition. This long growth cycle is one reason why treating the surrounding tissue rather than relying on changes in nail shape makes more sense for long-term outcomes. Traditionally, the treatment has focused on trimming, narrowing, or removing the nail partially or entirely. The nail matrix located under the cuticle is where the nail starts its growth. Podiatrists chemically or surgically destroy it to stop the nail from regrowing. There is a 70% failure rate of surgically or chemically destroying part or all of the nail matrix. Overgrown toe skin can deform the toenail or partially regrow. The original problem usually returns. Toenails with poor cosmetic appearance have an increased risk of infection. My personal experience: I've undergone partial nail removal by a podiatrist, and unfortunately, it didn't solve the problem. The nail regrew as it was before, and the discomfort returned. The Van den Bosch surgery was developed in 1959 and is the best treatment for overgrown toe skin. Excess tissue resting on the sides of the nail is removed and doesn't touch the toenail structure. A correctly performed surgery with the required amount of soft tissue removed ensures the problem will not return. This surgery cannot fix a previously damaged nail. Podiatrists do not perform this surgery. Request a referral from your doctor to find a medical doctor to perform this surgery in your area. This surgery is suitable for people with good foot circulation without any modifications. The Van den Bosch surgery produces excellent cosmetic and functional outcomes. Temporary relief taping method for pressure reduction. If surgery isn't an option right away, a simple taping technique can provide short-term relief. Wrap a piece of waterproof medical tape on the outside of the overgrown toe skin and pull outward and under the opposite side of the toenail. This procedure temporarily reduces pressure and allows the skin to rest more naturally. This method doesn't cure the issue, but can reduce pain and inflammation temporarily. This updated technology highlights a key issue. In many cases, the nail isn't the primary problem. It's the excessive soft tissue around the nail. Podiatrists typically do not perform this surgery, however, it is available from certain medical doctors. Ask your primary care physician for a referral to a trained, accessible Van den Bosch surgeon. Aftercare and prevention tips. Daily foot care is essential to avoid re-injury or infection. Trim nails straight across, not curved. Keep feet clean, dry, and moisturized. Avoid tight shoes or socks that compress the toes. Weight management and custom orthotics may help redistribute pressure. If you're interested in how to better care for your feet and understand what they might be trying to tell you, check out these related resources that I'll list in the description section. Final thoughts. If your feet are happy, your whole body is happy. They're not just your foundation, your internal health and external habits. While conventional treatments for issues like plantar warts, athlete's foot, or nail foot fungus can often require going deeper, the next time you or a client struggle with what seems like an ingrown toenail, pause and ask, is it the nail? Could it be excess soft tissue or footwear or chronic inflammation? Shifting your approach from the nail removal to tissue management can bring longer lasting relief. Underestimate the power of sunlight. Either safe exposure to direct unfiltered sunlight supports vitamin D production and immune resilience and helps dry and disinfect shoes and other items naturally. Coupled with healthy posture and weight management, it reduces foot strain, improves circulation, and supports entire skeletal alignment. When topical treatments aren't working or are too harsh, remember this. Chlorine bleach may kill surface bacteria but isn't reliable for deep fungal infections. Once the water content remains, the issue may worsen by irritating the skin or feeding mold. Household products like baking soda and vinegar may seem harmless, but prolonged use directly on the skin can cause irritation and imbalance. Skin deserves gentler, more supportive care. Stick to using them for household use. If you're not seeing improvement, it might be time to explore alternative or supportive therapies. Sometimes persistence helps, but sometimes reassessment is more powerful. Ultimately, every mindful step is towards holistic healing. Whether applying essential oils, doing reflexology, addressing gut health, managing stress, or simply choosing better shoes. You can watch this information on the other platforms. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for tuning in to Where Science Meets Self-Care with Ida Finelli. Ida bridges clinical science with holistic wisdom, guiding you toward radiant skin, balanced energy, and lasting well-being. Don't forget to subscribe, share the show, and join us next time for more inspiration and practical tools to help you live beautifully inside and out. To connect with Ida, visit Linktree/IdaFinelli. Until then, take good care of yourself. And remember, self-care is where science and soul meet.